7-1-0.
The Menus Bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
ECZ announces 70 new constituencies. Rights groups seek AU action over lead poisoning of children in Kawe. In global news, South African opposition figure Malema sentenced to 5 years in prison. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwazina Mwinga. The Electric Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has officially announced the delimitation of 70 new constituencies across the country. ECZ chairperson Mwangala Zalomis has announced that 8 constituencies have been delimited from Central Province, 7 from Kopperbop Province, 9 from Eastern Province, 5 from Lwapula Province and 6 from Lusaka Province. Others include 7 from Northern Province, 9 from Southern Province, 6 from Muchinga Province, 7 from Northwestern Province and another 7 from Western Province, bringing the total to 70 new constituencies. Announcing the 70 new constituencies at a media briefing in Lusaka this morning, Ms. Zalomis said the delimitation considered several principles provided for in the Constitution, including population density, means of communication, and geographical location, among others. She explained that provincial and district submissions informed the final naming of the 70 new constituencies, and that the process will improve representation by bringing leadership closer to the people. Ms. Zalomis, however, noted that the delimited constituencies might not meet every expectation, but expressed optimism that the development will instill confidence, adding that every Zambian should be proud that there is a system that affords people the opportunity to be consulted. Says Zambia should be held accountable for failing to clean up a contaminated mine site responsible for the ongoing lead poisoning of children in Kawe, backing a request for African Union AU action to compel government and other parties to remediate the site. The Institute for Human Rights and Development in Africa, IHRDA, together with Zambian non-governmental organizations and affected families, filed a complaint to the African Committee of Experts on the Rights and Welfare of the Child, seeking accountability and urgent remedies for decades-long and continuing violations of children's health and environmental rights caused by historical mining and subsequent waste processing and remaining activities in Kawe. In a statement to Phoenix News, Human Rights Watch Africa Advocacy Director Alan Ngari says the consequences of the Zambian government's inadequate enforcement of mining and environmental regulations have been borne by children, the most vulnerable population. Mr. Ngari said the case being filed by IHRDA its partners and affected families is a necessary and urgent effort to end this cycle of neglect and demand accountability and immediate action from the Zambian government. He notes that while government has established the Presidential Technical Committee to address the Kawe contamination, signaling recognition of the scale of the crisis, its work needs to translate into concrete, time-bound remediation and protection measures that meet Zambia's human rights obligations. The applicants are asking the African Committee of Experts on the Rights and Welfare of the Child to find Zambia in violation of its obligations under the African Charter on the Rights and Welfare of the Child, including the rights to health, survival and development, and protection from environmental hazards. They are also seeking an order for urgent and comprehensive measures, including immediate containment and elimination of sources of lead contamination in Kawe, comprehensive and sustained lead testing and treatment for all children in Kawe, long-term environmental remediation of contaminated soil at the former mine and surrounding areas, and special protection and support measures for affected children, including access to appropriate education and health services. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mlenga has reaffirmed government's goal of improving the industry sector in Central Province, as evidenced by the revitalization of Zambia China Mulungushi Textiles Limited. Speaking ahead of the official reopening of the textiles company by President Hakainde Hichilema later this afternoon, Mr. Mlenga highlighted the importance of industries in job creation and boosting the local economy. He explained that the textile company is coming with a 200-megawatt solar power plant and will empower about 1,000 farmers to grow cotton and supply it to Mulungushi Textiles. The minister has expressed satisfaction that the long-awaited Mulungushi Textiles, which he described as a sleeping giant, will finally be revitalized under President Hichilema. Mr. Mlenga added that once the facility is operational, uniforms for police officers, defense personnel and nurses, as well as Chitenge fabric, will be processed within the country.
This is a fulfilled promise by the president, an accomplished vision of revitalizing Kabwe. Value addition, industrialization is a cornerstone of growing an economy in any area that we can think of. President Hakainde Hichilema promised the people of Central Province that this place will come to life. Forget what has been happening in the past, where different political parties and governments had been using Mulungushi like a traditional political ceremony when they open it before we vote and close it after voting. We have invested over $140 million in brand new equipment and machinery. In the last 2 years, we have been financing new cotton farmers with seed and fertilizers to grow the cotton. We have also employed more than 30 to 50 farm extension officers who have been supporting them. So as we are here today, we are witnessing something that is getting opened in a resilient and sustainable manner with state-of-the-art equipment.
Meanwhile, scores of Kawe residents are gathered for the reopening of Mulungushi Textiles currently underway. The Southern African Centre for Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACORD, has called on government to give a clear roadmap for reforming the Public Order Act to ensure credibility of the August general elections. SACORD Human Rights and Advocacy Officer Armitage Mumbwali said political parties and civil society organizations remain uncertain whether government will repeal the Public Order Act of 1955 before this year's elections, describing the current law as flawed. However, Mr. Mumbwali has acknowledged government's political will, noting that the Public Gathering Bill of 2023 has completed its processes and is now before cabinet. Though progress has slowed compared to its initial momentum. He was speaking in Lusaka last night during the Citizens' Voice public discussion organized by SACORD and the Friedrich Ebert Stiftung Zambia, held under the theme "The Public Order Act and the 2026 General Elections."
The Public Order Act is actually an issue in Zambia. It's a law that all of us are thinking that it is supposed to actually ensure that there is sovereignty in the people's way of making decisions in the elections.